Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about Gamera, Guardian of the Universe.
1995, and then 1997 in the U.S.
Yes.
By the way, so I've had these in a wrapped Blu-ray for a while. Mm-hmm. And so I finally watched it, but the for some reason the being able to like move around the menu wasn't, I couldn't do it with my remote. Mm-hmm. So I was like kind of finding ways to do it with the Xbox controller, and I was unable to, like, I was looking to, so I watched mine in Japanese with English subtitles.
Okay.
And you watched yours in English.
Correct.
Yeah, I was hoping to watch it in English with English subtitles just to see if there would be any big differences. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't figure out how to move it to, it wouldn't move to where it says setup. You know, like it wouldn't let me do it or go to selecting chapters at all. Like it wouldn't respond to the thing at all. Mm-hmm. And I knew it wasn't the battery, so I don't know what it is with that particular thing, or maybe it just doesn't respond to the Xbox as a Blu-ray player, but that happened.
Did yours have like Japanese titles and stuff?
Yes.
Okay. The Americanized version has awful American, like, 1990s video sort of title effects over the Japanese.
They
stuff.
Just, like, put, like, a black box or a black smear and then put the...
Oh, so yours did have that.
No, yours does.
Okay.
I went, because, like, one of the things that I have a lot of that they didn't subtitle was all the chyrons and all the newspaper headlines.
Okay.
So I had no idea what any of those said.
Yeah,
but
just said, like,
it wasn't like I couldn't follow the movie, but I was just like, I was like, all that stuff is gone. And so then I went and took a peek at the English version and I was like, oh, okay. So it just, it says some things.
They just cover it up.
But some things it didn't say, like, we'll get into it later. There's one thing I was like, oh, that's what that says. If it's what that says. Or who knows? Because sometimes they, like, like one of the newspaper headlines was odd.
The opening said it was presented by a TV network in the American
version.
Oh,
was it a TV movie?
That's what I was afraid of. I don't think it was. Because it seemed like it.
It's pretty violent.
The version I had like the cigarette burns. So it shot on film and it seemed like it was film.
Cigarette burns?
Yeah. You know, cigarette burns, that's what they call them. The little black dot that pops up in the top right corner.
Oh, okay.
For the reels. So it was definitely filmed for film.
Okay. Shot on film at least.
Yeah. Just like our last episode, someone sticks their hand in white goo.
Yeah.
It's weird how our movies we pick just have some sort of weird connection.
The weird. Yeah.
So
it's interesting. This just reminded me of this thing. I was wondering, it's how the expectations when we decided to start doing these, what we thought were going to be things we'd see a lot of, like Big Brother cock blocks, and they didn't happen as often as I thought they were going to.
Yeah. Just we picked one thing you did miss in the Americanized version. And I recommend you go back and check it out, is there's the female character. She is a scientist, I believe, of some sort. And her sidekick buddy, who's kind of a coward guy. He sounds like a perfect mix between Paul Lynde and Edwin.
Oh, wow.
In the Americanized version. It was a lot of fun. I'm going to come out and say it because neither of us has said anything. I love this movie.
Yeah. I like this movie too.
Yeah.
You know who else?
There's one thing in it that I know bug you, and I think it's going to be unavoidable in this time period of kaiju movies, but there's other stuff that I think made up for it.
Yeah.
What
was... Now, they refer to Mu and Atlantis in this movie, and it made me try to remember, what was the movie where they talked about that before? I don't think it was a Gamera, though.
There was Zootopia.
I think it was.
And Godzilla versus Megalon.
Yeah.
Megalon
came
from
Zootopia. That's the Jaguar movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Where they had the togas.
Yeah. There's definitely, I think, a big Jurassic Park influence in this movie.
Okay.
The timing feels about right too, because mm-hmm. it's like 2 years after Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I think the heavy rain trying to escape the island felt very like Jurassic Park. I liked how the roof gets ripped off on the boat. It's like a bird, and they rip off the roof. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
I do feel that the guy with glasses, the ecological director thing guy, the guy who wanted to study the Gausses.
Yeah, and he was kind of like...
He's kind of their Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, okay.
The way, just his look, I thought they kind of definitely were aiming there.
I could see that.
The digging in a big thing of poop. Mm-hmm. Put on gloves and digging through poop.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we got this big ship that's carrying like plutonium or something, and then it's run aground on an
atoll.
Is that how you do it? Is that how you say it?
Atoll. That's how they were saying it in the movie, in the American version.
It's almost like a little mini floating island, basically.
Yeah.
And it's shaped like a turtle shell.
Yeah. And this movie, we're like,
I can see what's coming.
Oh, for a mile away. But I guess in this world, Gamera hasn't shown up yet. Hasn't existed.
We're way ahead of them.
Yeah.
In this, in a sense, like we also know that Gauss is the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially since Gauss eats a dog.
Yes.
That's a bummer.
Yes. Much like the goat in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Where there's a chain and then the empty chain.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Gauss flies kind of cool. It's got a pretty good wing flap.
There's a couple of things.
Three of them.
Yes. I was going to say with the flying Gauss. Okay, so there's a lot of shots where it's Gauss flying through models, which is cool. There's some where it's superimposed, which looks better. But then they also do the one where it's like a 2D image sliding around.
Yeah.
On a different plane of existence than the background. Yeah. And that's the thing you hate. But there's
you know what I hated more were the still image slow-mo thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where as he gets really close, they just have like a couple still images of like the people looking. Yeah. And it's just, that is bad CG.
drives you up the wall.
The composite shots were hit or miss. There were some that I thought were great.
There were like some I didn't know trees. If they were models or not.
Yeah.
And
there's a really big, wide composite shot. There's like the volcano in the background, Gamera in the middle, and the tanks approaching on the bottom.
Yeah. I think the effects look really good. The version I saw, I don't know how it looks on the Blu-ray compared to the version I saw, but the version I saw, it may have been not the best, cleanest copy, so... I don't know how they looked on the Blu-ray as opposed to this, but I think everything meshed together really well. There are some shots I didn't know if it was a model shot. They kind of do. It seems like they built a lot of models for this. And what was cool is they kept the camera kind of low in the model.
Yeah.
So it has a more realistic perspective on the models. I think the model work was top notch. And I'm
there's some really great buildings that were, I don't know, they were assembled in a way that they would break really well.
Yeah.
And when he would come crashing through them.
And if I'm not mistaken, did they create a model sky? It looked like they created a model sky. Because there was some stuff where it looked like the puppets, they weren't comped, they weren't CG, but they were flying through clouds. There was a few shots, and I don't know if they actually created a model sky for the movie.
I'd have to look at what that was. I mean, they have done, like, there have been some, like, model planes that they would kind of, like, blow smoke through them as make it look like they were flying through clouds in other movies.
Yeah. It reminded me of, like, Brazil, the movie Brazil, when they have the little puppet Sam flying around. God, I'm looking at pictures. There's some good stuff in this movie. Model wise and effects wise,
yeah.
This is
costume wise, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's good. They definitely pulled you know, put a lot into this for this reboot.
Yeah, unlike the Gamera Super Monster War, it was all clips.
Yeah,
they really, really came back with a vengeance, and it was like refreshing. It was so cool. I thought Gamera looked awesome.
Yeah,
his head isn't sticking straight up into the air. They figured out a way to have him looking forward.
Yeah,
without it looking too weird.
Yeah,
it seemed like they had like puppets. It seemed like the majority of the Gauss was puppet. I don't think they had a lot.
Yeah, especially the close-ups.
Yeah, and then the close-ups of Gamera, I felt like was puppet, but I could be wrong.
They gave him these really kind of creepy doll eyes that kind of like look like a ventriloquist dummy's eyes.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird looking. All right, so they find the atoll, and
they
kind of start doing like an archaeological dig on it.
And we, as the audience, know that they're digging into his shell.
Yeah, at least that's, yeah, I guess that his shell was covered in some kind of like crust of dirt and stone or something, because he shakes the rest of it off when he finally, you know, makes his appearance.
Yeah.
And they uncover this big giant metal thing,
obelisk. Like, they call it obelisk.
And they break it real easily. Uh-huh. They also find a bunch of little comma shaped beads.
Comma. This is funny. Because I just thought they looked like yin-yangs. I thought they were going to have to stick them together, but...
Comma. Yeah, someone mentioned that. It looks like a comma.
Yeah.
They refer to it as a comma-shaped. And they sneak one... The guy gives one to...
his daughter?
Well, he doesn't... It's the other guy who gives it to him.
Oh, yeah.
We should probably figure out who these people are. I know the daughter's name is Asagi.
Yasagi.
Asagi.
Oh, okay. I think they pronounce with a Y in the American version.
Oh, it was great hearing people say Gauss.
Yes, they say Gauss in the Americanized version.
They say Gauss?
Yeah, they didn't say Gaios or anything else. It was Gauss.
They say, in the Japanese, they say Gauss.
Oh, okay.
Like meows, only yeah. Gauss.
Okay. They call him Gauss in the American.
So then they break it. And then there's this part where they're trying to figure out so the government wants to capture the Gauss so they can study it, because it's a new life form to kind of study. And they're trying to figure out what to do. And they're trying to get, like, we could like shoot like tranquilizer at it. But it's like, how much do you give it? And if it's flying, it'll fall into the ocean and drown. So you got to figure out how to do it. And then the guy looks at a newspaper, and it shows this picture, and it's got like a headline there. And he's like, oh, look at this. How about this? And I don't know what the headline says. So, oh no, he's not a pitcher. He's like a guy who just swung the bat. Like, you see a guy who's like hitting. And I was like, they're going to try and get him to
sign an autograph.
No, he's gonna knock it into Gauss when he flies by, just kind of like, just try and like see if he can hit the poison so like it goes into his mouth or something.
Okay.
But it turns out that the headline was about the rooftop,
the new dome stadium.
Yes. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes more sense.
And this reminds me of Z-Plan, the using the dome stadium.
The big dome.
Yeah, they don't have to create the secretly. From the audience, secretly create a dome. They have one already set up. I think this is a great idea.
Like, yeah, if you can... I think there's some holes in the attempt to lure him there.
Yeah.
Where it seems like they just shine a spotlight on him, and him wanting to avoid the light keeps him moving in a straight line.
Uh-huh.
And somehow that gets him to the stadium. They dump tons of sides of beef in the stadium.
Is that what it was? I couldn't tell what it was.
There are sides of beef, but there are, I think, kind of like the big plastic kind of sides of beef that you would see, like, it's kind of like the fake food you used to see in refrigerators when you'd go refrigerator shopping as a kid. Yeah. Kind of go check out the fake food at Sears.
Or it was like fiberglass cows from a butcher shop from
like
a display.
Oh, yeah. So it was these big sides of beef that they were just dropping.
The plan was fine. It seemed like the Gauss creatures were cool, just sitting there eating.
Yeah.
And then they just decided to start, you know, shooting at him and doing the strobes and stuff. Like, right. If they just closed the dome, I think they would have been fine.
Yeah, because there's plenty of food.
Yeah, and the Gauss weren't, I don't think, were big enough to be able to tear down the stadium for a while.
Right.
But Gamera had different plans. Now,
yeah, the Gauss feeding on the sides of Beep was kind of reminiscent. Did you ever see that movie Dragon Slayer?
I think when I was a kid.
Yeah. When the woman gets sacrificed, and then later you see like the baby dragons are chewing on her leg and stuff.
I guess not. Like,
yeah. No, you don't remember that?
No.
It was one of those traumatizing things that I saw as a kid, being like, oh, I probably shouldn't be watching this.
Yeah. The Gauss kind of have googly eyes when they were eating.
Yeah.
Kind of flopping all over the place.
Yeah, they had really crazy eyes too. So they shoot him. One, they get perfectly. He's drugged and passed out.
Yeah.
The second one escapes through the opening. And the third one, they hit him with the strobe lights and just, like, shoot tons of drugs into him or something.
Yeah.
Do they end up killing that one?
They must have.
And so then I'm like going, man, Gamera is so much bigger
than Gauss.
This Gauss.
Yeah.
And, like, at one point, he just swats Gauss down like Godzilla swats planes.
Yeah, or Baron.
King Kong.
Swats.
Yeah, like Baron swatted that plane down.
So, this movie's called Gamera, the Guardian of the Universe.
Yes. And at first you thought, is he guarding the Gauss?
I know. He definitely wasn't guarding the city.
He was coming to free the Gauss.
Yeah, he wasn't guarding the city at all. He was jacking up the city.
To yeah.
The point where I'm like, I don't even know if Gamera's a good guy or he's in cahoots with the Gauss.
Right. And I was like, he's making a big hole in the stadium, so he's messing up their yeah. plan too. That's crazy cool. Doll eyes, I wrote.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's great? You know, so then they evacuate the city. Oh, you know what's really great? Is all the news reports reporting about a monster in the city and them saying kaiju all the time in news reports.
I don't think they said that in the American version.
They didn't call it a monster.
Yeah, they're just calling monsters, but...
Oh, they keep saying about this monster, yeah. this monster, that monster, and they keep saying kaiju. And that was pretty good. Did you have news reports? Later on, there's news reports about... they talked about how, like, the yen is dropping... When they had to,
yes.
like, when the whole city's evacuated and
yeah,
all the
they
kind
talked
of, like,
about
how, like, the economic impact on the city kind of stuff.
People selling their stocks.
Yeah, there's a really great, I like the shot of the evac. Everyone's kind of, like, running across, like, a bridge. Everyone's, like, going through. And in the distance, Gamera's destroying the city.
Yeah.
And I was like, how would no one stop and look at that?
Yeah, you're far enough away.
Because he's pretty far away, too. Yeah.
Well, later, there's a couple of dudes that want to go see Gamera get killed.
Oh yeah, right. Those guys,
the, like, soccer wild. Guys or whatever they were.
Yeah,
the bridge attack, the attack on that bridge where the lady gets her foot stuck and she lands on that kid.
Yeah, that's the one when Gauss comes swooping down.
Yeah.
And they do the still picture thing.
Yeah, but right after that they have like Gamera walking through like the model trees, and the model trees look really good.
That was really good looking.
Like the model stuff was like top notch. The visual effects stuff was not. And they did way too many things relying on the visual effects, the CG stuff. Especially missiles and Gamera flying.
The missiles was like a cartoon.
Yeah. And the spinning Gamera flying.
Spinning Gamera flying,
but
yeah.
But the flying Gamera where it's just the two back legs are the rockets look cool.
My favorite.
Yeah. It looks so cool.
And that was the best.
And then the Gauss didn't fly with its wings out all the time. There were certain parts where it kind of
folded
the wings back.
When he flew like a missile.
Like a dart.
Yeah.
Yeah. That stuff was cool.
I was like, what is that one?
Yeah.
I thought it was cool when Gamera finally did the classic high-pitched Gamera roar.
Mm-hmm.
That was like going, oh, cool. Just because, like, it's a newer Gamera movie and being like, all right, that's Gamera. There he is.
Yeah. That missile truck. They had, like, truck where they kept... where I don't know if it was a model or not, that they showed like the missiles loading into it and stuff, and then they turn the and then they show the guy in the foreground with like kind of a remote control that moved at the same time as the missiles on the truck. Mm-hmm. That thing was cool. I really liked that.
There's that scene where the lady's buying fish.
Uh-huh.
And the fish is expensive because there's no ships coming.
Yeah.
And her son, Ryuji, just starts attacking like the fish in the market like he's Gamma.
Yeah. She tells him, stop doing that. Yeah, he was like attacking like bags of chips or something. I don't know what he was.
I thought it was like fish. I thought it was like packaged fish.
Oh, is that what it was?
Like in the frozen packaged fish.
Yeah. There is a legend that they translated from the obelisk that essentially said Gamera is the good guy and the Gauss are the bad guys.
The last hope.
Yeah. And they go and attack.
He bestowed in the cradle of time, made awaken the shadow of the evil Gauss.
Yeah.
And there's also this thing that they talked about. There's a metal that it was made out of that was orichalcum, which is a metal that was used in Atlantis. Yeah. The mythology, they did a little alteration of the mythology, I think, where it's like before Gamera was a prehistoric turtle, right?
Yes.
Originally.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one, both Gauss and Gamera appear to have been created by man.
Hmm.
And Gauss was created by man, and then they created Gamera to defeat Gauss because Gauss was going to destroy mankind. And and they had this whole bit where they, I guess, they ended up being too late, and they ended up making Gamera for future, like, should the Gausses then appear again. And that's the whole bit about how there could be eggs anywhere, and they're just waiting for the optimum environment to make the Gauss hatch. Was that in yours?
I don't remember all that of story. That. Yeah.
And because, like, she makes the reference about how, well, look at us. Look what we do. Like, we're probably bringing on the end of mankind, too, with, you know, the ozone layer and pollution and all the kind of stuff.
Yeah, that was definitely in there.
As that thing.
Yeah.
They figured out really fast which ones were Gamera and Gauss, according to that prophecy. They kind of got it real fast just based on that one comma bead lighting up when they said the right thing.
Yet they still went and attacked Gamera.
Yes.
So Asagi, which she has the comma, and so she's linked to Gamera, so it's like anything that happens to Gamera happens to her.
Well, not anything, though. Anything Gauss does to Gamera happens to her.
Yeah.
But she doesn't seem to get affected by any of the missiles crashing into Gamera.
I guess so.
Like, it's like, oh, I cut my face. Or first she had the burn on her hand.
Yeah.
Oh, because Gamera, you know, he put his hand in front to protect them. And then he gets the cut on his face, and her face gets cut. But then all these missiles get shot at Gamera, and she doesn't even get phased.
It reminded me of the Corsican brothers.
Okay.
But it seemed like she said that in the American version that her heart was linked to Gamera by wearing that thing. So she kind of used her willpower.
In this one, they said that she could read his mind.
I don't know if they said that in the American
version. Oh, because when Gamera went away, she was like, oh, I can't read his mind anymore.
Oh, she said in the American version, she says, I can't feel his heartbeat.
Interesting. Here's another Jurassic Park reference. All the Gauss are female.
Oh, yeah.
But life finds a way.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, I guess I really just didn't put it together. I just never... Yeah. I noticed that there's a lot of models not used for destruction.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, just shot for shots to... I mean, they probably get destroyed later, but there's a lot of just, like, establishing shots of monsters walking around through the models. There's one shot...
Yeah, I wrote Blast Off Gamera is the best.
Yes.
Yeah. They arms have... out, head out, and just flying, just blasting off.
So with so his good. Arms, with his arms out.
I also wrote, boo, real tanks.
Yeah, they take out Tokyo Tower.
Oh, yeah, it's
which
beautiful.
They say is their national treasure or whatever. And then Gauss just kind of perches up on it.
He makes a nest there.
Yeah, those shots were so good.
With the sunset?
With the sunset, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't...
Okay,
like stuff like that makes up for me. Makes up for like the CG missiles and CG
Flannery. Yeah, there's so much good in this. Yeah, that the bad stuff is. I mean, I roll my eyes for a moment, but there's so much that's so great about it.
Yeah,
the classic Gamera lands on his back is good. The the whole thing where Gauss attacks the train, he picks up the car like the soccer fans are. And
drops it on people running away.
Yeah, it lands on the people, and then he rips it open like a can of tuna, and you can't quite make out people, but you do see like their shirts or jerseys dropping that he ate those people on that train.
That's great. It was funny that it looked like it looked like Gauss had bad breath before. Shoot the lasers.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, oh, they just had bad breath?
When he melted the cages. Yeah, that kind of like flame bar effect.
Gamera comes to save the day by coming out from underneath a bunch of buildings where people are living.
Gamera knows how to make an entrance.
I mean, people complain about Man of Steel and Superman destroying a whole city, but Gamera's kind of doing the same thing here, which made me laugh. I'm here to save the day, everybody. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about was the baby Gausses they found that then ended up eating each other because fed them.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. So Gamera fireballs the nest. I liked Gamera shooting fireballs instead of like just like a stream of fire.
Yeah, unfortunately some of the CG was bad.
Yeah.
Especially when it came to the climax of the movie. But I like that idea a lot.
The premise. Yeah.
It's better than just flames.
I wrote lots of collateral damage with Gamera.
tons. Oh, and then when Gamera gets Gauss off of the destroyed Tokyo Tower and you see the eggs dropping
all over the place.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I had a feeling that this was going to be, we were going to see part of the fight as witnessing Asagi just getting cut up, like, terribly.
Yeah.
Great building damage, the suit fighting was so good, the angles were good, the costumes were really good, that you could see there were some quality costumes.
Yeah.
And then, surprise, Gamera has an retractable elbow spike.
I didn't remember.
Oh, you didn't see that?
Did I not see that?
A spike pops out of his elbow, and he can, like, slice with it.
Wait a second. I don't remember seeing that.
Really?
I hope this isn't something. Maybe I was just writing something down. Oh, yeah, it's in the toys and stuff. Oh, I'm going to have to look this up. I'm hoping this isn't something that's different.
I hope so, too.
But, I mean, I guess I also hope I didn't just miss it by...
I was concerned because I was watching the Japanese and writing stuff when you can't read. I was concerned I was going to miss some things, but
this isn't the last fight.
I'm looking forward to.
My version was fucked up. I watched the version that was online because mine was playing both the Japanese and the English dialogue over each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, what was the shot? That shot of the Walkman.
What about it?
Yeah, there wasn't really any. Did that pay off for anything?
Say that again. What?
There's a shot of a Walkman on the ground after.
Yeah, that's the Walkman that belonged to the guy on the train.
So that was just establishing that.
It's like that and the jersey.
Oh man, those shots of Gauss on the tower are awesome.
Okay. All right. So 1:23:30.
Oh, I'm almost there.
It's when Gauss is like basically clawing at Gamera's face a lot, and then
there it goes.
Retracts.
It's a really quick. It's a really quick shot.
It's just a moment. Yeah.
Yeah, I missed that.
Yeah, I had three question marks.
Okay.
Like a lot of times, my notes are question marks. Like elbow spike. Did the jets shoot from his knees? Wait a second. Gauss is flying like a rocket now?
I like that flying, though. It looked cool.
It adds to the man-made thing.
These guys rocket each other into space, which was a lot of fun.
Yes.
And they come crashing down to Earth, but land right back down in the middle of Japan, which is pretty crazy that they're able to come right straight back down to where they were. I'm a little confused on some of this.
Okay. The foot?
As they're falling back down to Earth.
Start burning up on reentry.
Yeah. And they're fighting each other, and Gauss is shooting his laser or her laser everywhere, and Gamera's like wrestling. It looked like, and I wrote this in my notes, that Gamera bit off Gauss's head. Did that not happen?
No.
What is it?
Okay.
Because Gauss shows up after with his head on or her head on, and I'm like, oh wait, then what did I see? And then I never went back to look.
It's his foot.
It's his and foot. It
looked because Gamera was biting on his foot or something. He had his foot. And okay. It looked like he then tore a piece of his foot. He tore his foot off. But later, I was looking at the plot on on the fan site, and Gauss lasered his own foot off to escape Gamera.
Oh, I saw a flash and I saw something in Gamera's mouth, and then later on we see Gauss land, and he only has one foot.
Yeah.
Okay. That all makes sense now. Because I thought, I'm like, oh shit, Gamera cut off his head at the end. But then Gauss was still there. I'm like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
It was his foot. So what was Gamera's head doing down there? Okay.
But chewing on his foot.
Yeah.
Gamera then, like, it's like a power plant that they,
yeah,
Gamera ends up in, and yeah, he just starts destroying the power plant, and then Gauss jumps in, he starts destroying the power plant too.
That was part of our environmental message. was talking about DDT and the ozone layer and all that stuff.
And then, well, Asagi then grabs her dad's hand to, like, get more power or something.
It seemed like she knew that Gamera was getting weak, and so she was getting weak, and she needed some sort of, like, moral support to keep her willpower up.
Right, because she had, like, there's a part where Gamera had to heal and had to go rest and hibernate under the water.
Yeah.
And she also had to sleep for a while, too.
Yeah. So she was trying to muster up all her energy and was kind of like using her dad's to help.
Yeah, and so her dad, the girl, and Gamera are able to combine their connection,
uh-huh,
so that Gamera can then do
a CG fireball.
Fireball and blow off Gauss's head.
Yes. Good stuff.
She turns and she goes, thanks, Dad.
Last line in the American version, Gamera will come again.
All right.
And then there's a 90s song. Because they talk about,
like, there may be more eggs somewhere.
Yeah. But then
there's also this moment where, like, Gamera kind of turns to the girl, and he kind of has this, like, little interaction where, like, he kind of, like, nods his head and, like, you know, it's almost like he's going to give her the thumbs up or something before he takes off. And that's what she can't read, man. And then it ends with one more scream, one more Gamera scream roar.
Oh, yeah.
And then credits, and then the pop song starts. And I was listening to it, listening to see if I could pick out Gamera or if there'd be any reference of the original melody of the old Gamera song.
Uh-huh. Not really.
I didn't get that.
Okay, so in the Americanized version, as you watch the credits, there's a song credited called Gamera Always Wins.
Oh, really?
And I was also listening for the word Gamera to show up in the song, and it never did. After the credits stops completely, a new set of credits pops up real quick for the Americanized version.
Oh, all right.
Like the voice actors and stuff.
Sure.
And there's an American song, or it's in English.
Really?
And that song is just as 90s, and it's called Gamera Always Wins.
Wow.
So.
I'm going to have to go watch it.
Yeah. Every single model shot in this movie is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them. There's a part where Gamera, who is our protector, just takes out an apartment building. It kind of looks like it's made out of red clay. It just looks really cool. And then they do like a lot of model like power lines and like kind of sort of like trolley wires and stuff.
Yeah, and Gamera will just be like, Gauss is over there, Gamera's over here, and Gamera just like is like, all right, well, I'm going to take this building out right in front of me, though.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just so much just building destruction.
When he destroyed the city by coming up underneath it, he didn't go far enough. So when he came up to surface, he had to like take out a couple more buildings.
Yeah, maybe it's like there's that thing like gorillas do or chimps do when it's rather than fight the other animal, they kind of like they bounce around, they show a lot of aggression, and they start like banging on trees and branches and stuff, just kind of like show their power to see if like can we get through this without actually having to fight to risk injury. Mm-hmm. They're just like showboating.
Yeah. But it's kind of weak. He's doing that.
Yeah. 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 Listen.
Especially if you have a connection.
The universe is a big place to guard. You can't concentrate on the little bits of Earth.
Yeah. Okay, that girl needed to read his mind a little bit better and try to figure out how to get him to stop.
Make him make a left. Make him walk around things.
Yeah. This is my favorite Gamera movie.
So far, yeah. Easy.
The original Gauss was a good one, and Gyron we liked. Like there were
yeah,
fun.
Yeah. So is Gyron gonna be coming up?
I don't. Does he come back? They reboot, I don't know if he comes Gyron? Back.
Oh man.
As far as
I'd like to see a new Gyron too.
I don't know if it happens because the titles are kind of, the next one is Attack of the Legion, and the Revenge of Iris, and then there's a Gamera the Brave from 2006. So okay. I don't know who or what comes back, or hopefully, but I'm sure whoever's listening to this probably knows the answers and knows that we're either going to be let down or be very excited.
Okay.
But I have no idea. I was completely in the dark before this movie came out or before we watched this movie. And man, I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was great. It is, it's my favorite Gamera movie.
The Gamera costume is so good in this.
Yeah, and I think getting, other than like the CG that they had, I mean, luckily it was like quick shots. I was okay setting that stuff aside.
Yeah, because everything else made up for it.
Yeah, yeah. So my question is this. Do we take a look at our top five?
Oh, interesting.
It's hard to say for me, because I'm looking at our top five.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, our number five is Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. Now we have two other Godzilla movies on there. Do I? If I don't know how the rest of this Gamera stuff's going to shake out, but should a Gamera make its way to our top five? Is this our only chance?
I don't think. Yeah, but I don't think we give. I don't think we lower the bar to allow Gamera into the list because we feel it should be represented.
Yeah, I feel it's so good. I don't know. King Caesar is still in the top five, and he's definitely not going to be in there for Final Wars.
No.
I've been noticing a lot of people on Twitter lately discussing Final Wars, and they're all in the same boat as me as far as not liking it. Oh, man. Mechagodzilla is too good. It's too good.
Yeah, Mechagodzilla is the
the ape men and the King Caesar. I know,
but is that also the one where Mechagodzilla starts as Godzilla and then he gets his skin burnt off?
Yeah,
yeah.
And then also Godzilla comes up out of a building. That's how his entrance happens.
he Kool Aid mans.
Yeah, or Froggo. From the magic serpent. It's kind of a dick spot to come out.
Gamera doesn't quite do it. Right. Now, and it's like they're like, all right, I think they're definitely like moving away from friend to all children.
Yeah. Now it's Gamera teenagers. Here. Now he's a friend to a teenager.
Yeah, or it might, but I also think it might be along the lines of like the 90s X-Men movies, like the notion of like we're not going to have like colored suits.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's going to wear black and be cool. And yeah. I think Friend of Children isn't cool.
Yeah.
Like in the 60s and 70s, it was okay to not be cool.
I really, I thought it was really good. Dumb. This is, I think, some of the best model work I've seen, though.
This is a lot of great work. In it. Yeah,
like model this work stands is good. Out. This stands out like Frankenstein or Gargantua's.
Yeah, except there's no fake tanks.
But he did drop some stuff on the fake cars, like a little VW bug and stuff got smashed.
There's a lot that was really great. I mean, it's good. And I do like that wide shot of the tanks approaching, camera, and the big volcano in the skyline of the volcano. It was cool looking. There's a lot that was really great about it.
Yeah, I think if anyone were to say, you know, hey, I watched your top five, but I haven't seen a Gamera movie, this would be the one to say, check that one out.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what they're into. Because, yeah. if they really like our top five, our top five likes the old stuff.
Yeah, the original Gauss was a top one. So Gyron was a top
him,
one.
I'd give him a Gyron, yeah.
And I guess the clips.
Because you get both. Matter. You get the Gausses. You get yeah. the. Although that first Gauss with the chunk of foot.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
I guess that's a callback in this one, huh? He bit off the foot?
No, he lasered his own foot off.
Yeah, but I just mean the dismembering of the foot. Oh, was it?
Oh,
yeah.
Gauss would rather cut his own foot off than let Gamera win.
Was Gauss's foot the one they found in the water?
Yeah, it was his toes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then they grew?
Yeah, wait, it kept getting bigger. Oh, that was also kind of cheesy, the Gauss growing really fast thing, where it's just kind of like a composite zoom in or something.
Yeah, and he got that way from eating another one?
Oh, is that how it happened?
It looked like it.
Oh, they refer to him as Super Gauss in some of the websites. Like, maybe at this size, he gets considered Super Gauss.
Yeah. I liked it a lot. It's a good one. I mean, I highly recommend it. I'm very excited to continue, even though we only have, I think, three more Gamera movies.
Yeah, I don't dread them now.
No. Gamera Super Monster.
What if the next one is a lot of clips from this one? Like they're like back to their old habits.
Yeah, I think they might be done with that. Hopefully. Once again, more people listening to this probably know more than we do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sure. Yeah. But I'm excited. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about our next episode because we are getting there.
Oh, yeah.
Our next episode, we're going to revisit. Well, I guess we'd never really visited it on the show, but we are going to watch Godzilla from 2014, the Gareth Edwards legendary film. And, that'll take us right into King of the Monsters, which is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
To avoid.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Like, especially now, that's like TV commercial
on TV.
And sponsored ads, and you know, they're just gonna pop up in your feed.
I've been lucky so far.
Well, I mean, based on probably if you're on Instagram and you like pictures of Godzilla toys and stuff. You may hit their target demo as far as the sponsored ads go.
The algorithm is going to find me.
Yeah. So we're almost there. Home stretch. So check that out next time. I don't know if you'll be able to watch this one on kaijupod.com, but it should be readily available. And chances are, listeners, you've seen it. So join us next time. But you can still go to kaijupod.com, and that has links to our Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. So that's it. Until next time, I'm gonna go attack this produce aisle.
I'm going to drive through the barrier in a taxi cab.
Woo-hoo!
I've never done that before.
I've always wanted to do that. I thought that was when they said it in the American version. I just assumed that was like an American specific line that they put in. I didn't know that the Japanese version translated that.
Yeah, he says that.
I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, that's what he said. I was like, I've never done that before. What was it?
All right. Ooh, Godzilla. All right.
Here we go.
Yep.